With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Achtung Norwal, broadcasting from the beautiful South Berlin. Accept no savagery.
Hello dear listeners, welcome to the farthest flung part of Essex. We're in Hornchurch, if you can believe it, and I've come to a strange land in Essex, and I've got a local guide and interpreter here for me, one who speaks the language, Harry Warren. How are you doing, Rich?
Yeah, not too bad. I don't know if I speak the language of the West Ham local.
We've got the we're here for Hornchurch versus Haringey Borough in the Isthmian League, as is our way, and we've just discovered Haringey have some ultras, H. That's a sad situation, isn't it?
I know. It's not like going to the ultras in Italy where you see tifo or whatever. It's sort of tins in the ground, ultras.
It's very odd, dear listener. Hornchurch, nice little stadium. Two low-level roofed stands surrounded by a running track. Harry and I are right up by the fence. So we're going to get a decent view of this game. Hornchurch playing all red. Haringey Borough, yellow and blue. Not sure what I'll make of this ultra turnout, H.
I don't know, I think
we've got to walk away or steam in, mate. What do you fancy?
I think we'll be using the running track that I used to watch as a kid. This is where my local school, we used to come here as as our districts, and it's brought back terrifying memories.
Terrifying memories. The two teams just lined up ready for kickoff. We're going to check in with the game about halfway through, well, after any incidents, as in the style of Achtung Grassroots. We'll come back with any tidbits of information as the game proceeds. Hornchurch, known as the Urchins, H, as in Hornchurch. Managed by Mark Stimpson, who was ex-Gillingham, I think, and was linked with us as a manager, I think, in the kind of turmoil after departure of Willie Donoghue, if memory serves, and before the arrival of Kenny Jackett, so a long time ago.
Is that around Spackman as well? Jesus Christ.
Predated all that by some while, but yeah, it was one of Mill's occasional periods of time. You can tell what we're involved in here, listeners, can't you? I think it's a sub-Clapton type turnout here, H.
This is very, I feel like I'm in Crystal Palace.
It is very that, much that. Back later on. Game's just kicked off, dear listeners. What a bunch of talented people behind us singing those songs.
Face a gift from the gods, Georgia Westie. He's a gift to the Haringey.
Strange old scene, non-league, H.
Very much so. It was good.
Nice little run down the wing by the Hornchurch 2 there, just outside the Haringey penalty area. And the yellow shirts will clear. As I say, we're not going to do the whole game. You don't want that, dear listeners, but you do want a little sense of flavour of the occasion, which Harry and I are going to try and bring you during the course of the 90. There's the flavour of it going on behind us.
Yeah.
And the middle finds the 9, just outside the Haringey penalty area. We're just trying to work out how these people have come up with these lyrics. They must sit at home writing them out and practicing songs on their own in their back bedrooms, H.
Yeah, or on the bus from W3 as they're singing.
It's an insight into a parallel world, dear listeners. 5 minutes into the game. I'm not sure how long I can stand here and listen to this, H. We might have to go and stand on our own somewhere.
No, we've got a corner. That's about
it. Watch the corner.
Quieting them down if they fucking can see. Let's hope Hornchurch score.
Let's stay with it whilst this corner takes place. Comes in from the left. It's a deep one. It's a back across the box. He's going to blast it. It's bouncing around and cleared by the yellow shirts. It's 0-0, listeners. Not much happening, really. Not much in the way of action so far. We are 12 minutes.
Fucking hell, it's a long time.
Long 12 minutes with this mob, I tell you. people have brought a cowbell age. What's going on here, mate?
I don't know. Considering the fact that Hornchurch is built around a farming town with gold balls and so on and so forth, I don't get it. But there we go.
I don't get the whole thing, mate. But there's a... How many people here? A few hundred? 500? Around the ground?
600 behind us in this...
Hornchurch are, of course, FA Trophy holders,
they
listeners.
Are.
So, a fair chunk of those would be... home fans. I'd say there's about a coach loadish of Haringey.
I love a scarf. What is it about? What is it about non-league and scarves?
I mean, inside there's actually quite a nice little bar. Harry's found the bar.
Of course.
And it's actually quite nice. You can get a view of the game. It's all very civilised. You ain't got that mob of ultras out there.
It was weird, wasn't it?
Very weird. I don't know what to make of it.
It's tucked in, you actually look at the ground, it's tucked in, like in the shed.
Well, it's like a shed little setup there, and I think you get this in non-league, I think it's like a Clapton thing, isn't it? You get these people doing kind of Italian-style pyro and banners and whatnot.
Please don't tell me if they score they've got pyro.
We'll see, we're inside now, we'll come back later anyway. It's quite. I'm on the tonic waltz with lemon. How about that? This is the rock and roll lifestyle I'm leading and my drugs cocktail that I'm taking these days. 18 minutes. It's not much to report, dear listeners. 0-0 at the moment. I've got to say, this is much more civilised age.
I thought you'd enjoy this part.
This is more me, listeners. Non-league football. Halfway through the first half, 21 minutes, 22 minutes. How are you enjoying it, Harry?
Well, we managed 12 minutes with the ultras, didn't we?
We've got a drink. Nothing to report on the football field. It's a nice little bar with a view of the pitch. About 20, 30 people inside. I'd say there's about 500-ish outside.
The highlight of the bar is a flag hanging to them by Arsenal. It's an Arsenal 11. Not Arsenal, but
that
Arsenal
be, that
11.
Could be AFTV. Time for the raw experience.
It's all right, so I can laugh at the Haringey massive.
They've shut up, actually. They're on the other side of the ground now, listeners, and they've all shut up, as you would expect. They've got a few flags knocking around over. There's a Hornchurch flag. Haringey Borough. And a couple of yellow and blue banners. Strange scene. That's a camera. They've got a little camera set up over there as well.
Yeah.
On that little roof.
Oh, yeah, I can see. Yeah.
YouTube or video?
No, Vivo is normally the ones. It's probably for scouting. Or like game, just their own internal.
A lot of humful punts. I mean, the standard has not been brilliant, has it?
A lot of channel balls. And just asked for a lot of hard work, a lot of hard running. Like,
plenty of effort.
Yeah, but not a lot of
No finesse. I've not seen one player out there that stood out for me.
I haven't seen a player. I mean, the pass back to the keeper just a second ago was fantastically non-league-ish.
We're being very critical, listeners, but we're trying to be honest.
That's awful. That's the problem. Yeah.
Long punt from distance. Oh, he's shot from the halfway line. That's a radical move. Hornchurch lead it 1-0. That's a remarkable goal after just slagging it off. He's hit it Beckham style from the halfway line over the goalkeeper.
They just lumped a ball into the centre forward of Haringey, and I'm going, that's the ball, and he's laid it off back into his midfield, and he's just rolled onto it and absolutely
he's
added it in
from, it looked like, the halfway line,
probably inside his own half, just maybe
over the top of the goalkeeper. 1-0 Hornchurch on 34 minutes. There you go, Mr. Bye for now.
He's no Mr. Bye for now.
This game, listen, is a bit of a battle of the mediocre. Hornchurch are in the Isthmian League. 14th position in the Isthmian League. Play 13, 17 points. Haringey Borough just 1 point in front of them in 11th position on 18 points, 11th versus 14. Other teams in this league, we do have Cray Wanderers in 17th. Bowers and Pitsy, which I was actually touring with tonight, Harry. I was
down the road.
Just down the road. Otherwise, East Thurrock.
Bishop Stalford.
Top of the table is Worthing with Enfield Town in second position.
Bishop Stalford, I used to know their manager.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
The ultras have started up again. This is on the other side of the stadium, thankfully. And they're droning on like some kind of Buddhist chant in a Tibetan monastery somewhere. Only not as soothing.
I'm waiting for the first rendition of Bubbles, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie.
We are deep West Ham country, Harry. Yeah. Very true, mate.
I saw one last night on telly during the Dagenham game. He's at Dagenham and Redbridge.
Yeah.
Wearing a West Ham shirt. Strange behaviour.
4 minutes, listeners, apart from that one moment of Beckham-esque illumination. It's been pretty
agricultural
drudgery stuff. There's a free kick late in the half. We said Hornchurch
in front of the discus area.
There's a discus area over the back, but we're going to follow this free kick as it comes in from the left. It's not a bad flight, actually, headed away. We'll stay with it. They're going to keep possession on the right now.
Shut down well.
But it's given away. That's very, very cheaply. Haringey have shown, for me, nothing. I've not really seen anything from the yellow shirts at all.
No, they've been poor. One-dimensional in attack.
Deep free kick for Haringey. Just a plaintive cry from one of the Hornchurch players that the six for Haringey is 6'8". There might be a slight exaggeration. He's in there from that free, but it's cleared. There goes the half-time whistle. 1-0. Not been the most exhilarating game of football so far, H, is it? I mean, that tonic water and slice of lemon I was about my most exciting moment in the first half.
Did it give you flavour and bite?
It wasn't bad, actually, as an option. Non-alcoholic option. I've come to develop a little taste for it.
Fair enough.
There we are. We're back after these messages.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Seems to back out, listeners. We've just seen one substitute run around the back of like a hut over there, isn't it? He's had a piss around the back of the hut.
Yes, brilliant.
It's non-league football writ large, yeah.
It's class. It's like being over South Bank on a Saturday. Brilliant. What you've got to come back now is, even when you're 4-0 down, you shout the fucking football cliche, it's still 0-0, lads.
It's one step short running out of a fag going on and scrubbing it out as you run on the pitch.
Yeah, fucking turn around and say Benson.
Cairns in there.
Yeah, yeah. Turn around and say Benson in it. Write your team down on the back of a fag packet.
Oh, dear. So we're just lining up for the second half. Same drill, listeners. We'll check in as and when anything happens. It is 1-0 to Hornchurch at half time. And they will be attacking the bar end in the second half. Quite a nice little bar.
The Alan Hill. Is it the Alan Hill bar?
Sinatra's playing there next week. He's been raised from the dead. Sinatra's coming back. There we go.
Reminds me of Colchester a few years ago when they had Live with the Legends. Was it Leeds?
No, Dean Martin.
Leeds.
Dean Martin was on
there. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Sammy Davis was out there. The whole Rat Pack have been resurrected. We've gone from one extreme to the other. We've lost the ultras, and now we've got like the brain of Britain behind us.
We're in the Charlton section.
There's a corner headed well over. We're about 3 or 4 minutes into the second half, but you've got all human life here, Harry. Haven't you, mate? But you're glad you came down here with me.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant, mate. Honestly, I'm trying not to laugh. I really am.
I think I might go and sit with the ultras in a minute. This is the level of debate we've got going. Harry spotted a light that's gone on. Is it a bathroom reach over the back of the stadium?
Yeah,
where is it?
So do you reckon they're watching this, or do you reckon a light? Because it weren't on in the first half.
I'll be watching MasterChef personally, wouldn't you?
I've always been fascinated with football, like with houses that overlook football grounds.
Yeah.
It's like, so do you chart, like, I don't know what a season ticket is over here. I mean, I don't know. It's probably, what, 50 quid? Do you reckon?
Something like that, I don't know. Yeah,
oh, he's done well. Oh, he's done him.
He's done him. The 10 has got to... Oh, beautiful goal. Beautiful goal. The goalkeeper got turned over on just as he was about to clear, and the 10 from a very tight angle. Harry's put that in the net. That's a really nicely taken chance.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, near enough on the corner, like, beat the keeper near by the corner flag.
Yeah.
Keeper should have just let it go. Made the wrong decision. He's made two mistakes in the keeper, and he's been caught out off his line.
Conceded twice. Yeah. 2-0 Hornchurch.
Or the urchins.
To the urchins. If there's any bathroom action, we'll let you know.
Oh no, the light's gone off now.
It's gone off.
There is a light and it never goes out.
Two corners in succession. There's about 6 minutes into the second half, 51, 52 minutes. The 10, whatever his name is, I have to check his name after the game, listeners, has been their most, Hornchurch's most dangerous player so far. Ball into the box, that's bobbled across. He's going to. He's caught it and controlled it nicely.
Oh, is it the post?
Yeah. I think it was cleared. It's given us a corner. But by far the only player really of note, I'd say, in the game so far, that 10.
He looks mentally quicker than everyone out there. He's seeing everything that one
and it really stands out at this level, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what his name is. If I was doing a scouting report, it would be...
You need to know his name if you're going to be a scout.
Yeah.
And it comes from the right.
Handy.
That's headed over. Unlucky. Our first goal was scored by Lewis Spence. That was the halfway line effort. Mm-hmm. And the second one, that tight slot in from the corner flag, was Liam Nash. Two decent goals, in fairness.
Yeah. You should go watch one of these non-league games.
Harry won't take my text, Nick, and message his listeners in future. He's put me on block.
I was thinking to myself, there's a reason I don't go and watch all the match, and I found it. Oh, leave that, Beth. Is he going to book it?
Two's gone down after a heavy challenger. Third spectacular goal we've seen this afternoon, this evening, H, from the left.
Ridiculous. That's a ridiculous finish.
Beautiful chip in from the left-hand side.
Has he meant that? Is that a cross?
If he's meant, well, I'm going to give him benefit of doubt and say yes, he meant it, because it was a beautiful
it was
looking
almost
chip.
No back, like, there was no back lift for it, was there? It was like from the edge of the box, just chipped towards the back post.
Didn't catch his name there. It was a beautifully taken chance. Again, the goalkeeper's been chipped from distance, Harry.
I don't know. I'm getting the feeling his last name may be something along the line of Archer.
60 minutes on the clock. 3-0 to Hornchurch. Tens leaving the field. 3-0 up. What's that? 62 minutes, 63 minutes. He's made a valuable contribution. He's been the standout player in the whole evening, I think.
Yeah, he's got to go and lay some bricks tomorrow or whatever he does.
He's given early night. Way through the second half, listeners. Game's gone into a bit of a low H, really, hasn't it? I mean, the Ultras have even lost flag. Their interest has flagged.
Yeah, they're sitting down on terracing, which I'm not of the age to remember terracing. Was that a usual occurrence?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do a lot of Millwall, especially when the crowds are very low.
Oh, no, they've started again. Every time we mention them, it's like they rise to the occasion.
Just trying to think how to sum up the style of play, Harry. You see some good moments, but mixed with like moments of high comedy, or they fall over, or they do something stupid, don't they? And then you'll see a really good moment, like the boy just went past on the left side as we're looking, listeners, and I thought he looked pretty good, but then the cross was nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the players trying to control the ball from a consequence fell over, basically.
I mean, it's just consistency, isn't it? It's just showing you what the level is. These people would blow most of the listeners away if you put 11 of them against you, obviously.
Yeah.
But you're watching it and going, oh, that's poor.
We're judging by professional standards,
yeah, which is wrong. You should come in with different standards. It's the three goals have been
they've been spectacular.
Yeah, in terms of quality, but other than that, there's not been a lot of quality. That's the
no,
point.
I agree.
And also, I don't think Haringey Borough have been any good.
No, they've been very poor.
Like they're dilly-dallying on the ball, getting caught on transition in the middle of the park, and it's apart from they've just made this run.
Nothing up front from them at all.
They lack a target man. They've got in some nice wide positions, but they've not really done anything when they've got there.
Haringey just had the ball in the net there, Harry. Rebound from nice shot from distance, but
spilled.
False of players in offside position, put in the net, but disallowed, dear listeners, disallowed.
It's a shame, really, that, because that could have livened up the end of the game.
It's drifting at the moment. There's 11 minutes to go. It does have a drifty feeling to start with, and it's got driftier as it's gone along, isn't it?
It feels very Gary Rowett like.
Gary Rowett bingo. How long before Harry mentions Gary Rowett?
You understand what I mean, though? Like, it's just it's just nothing's really happening again.
80 minutes, that's how long it takes.
He's safe.
We're safe, he's gone. The walking encyclopedia.
Oh, fuck.
Poor old sod. I think this, you know, on a human level.
Chap
behind us was talking. I mean, the people we were talking to were saints because they were sustaining this conversation for near on the whole half.
Any bollocks that was going on.
Yeah, I don't get the sense he talks very much to anybody.
The Upminster Bulletin. I don't know what that is, but I want to assure
you. You want to subscribe to that one, mate?
No, I want to stay away from the Upminster Bulletin as much as possible.
Poor old sod. He's gone now, listeners.
He's gone. Yeah. He won't speak.
Oh. It's an insight into the non-league world, though.
Oh,
right?
There's gone to be a kick-off. No, there's not.
No.
Handbags,
nothing more. Late corner for Haringey. They haven't threatened anything. they're not going to there either. 42 minutes, so that's what, 87th minute. right side of the corner, but headed away quite neatly.
The locals are happy.
Yeah.
Their first team have won.
So £12 to get in. I don't know how much the season ticket would be for a place like this. I'm going to guess at 100 quidish. Nice bar. Outdoor area. Nice in that way. Quality of the football hasn't been brilliant tonight. Well, we have seen three spectacular goals, in fairness.
Ultras.
It's been interesting.
Strange setup, that ultra stand over there.
Yeah. Two groups of ultras, Hornchurch ultras and Haringey ultras, standing right next to each other.
The ultras seemingly have moved towards
the centre line.
The centre line when we were sort of in line with Hornchurch goalkeepers.
The ground is nice. You can walk all around it. It's got an athletics track around the outside of it. That's a ramshackle feeling, though, Harry.
Sort of
needs money spending on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
To liven it up. Otherwise.
Oh, wow.
Nice little turn late. He's got clipped there on the edge of the penalty area by the 16 there. Should be a yellow. 88 minutes. Hornchurch flag and a little Hornchurch banner, I think.
That's them at Wembley, I think.
Yeah, they are the FA Trophy holders, which is no mean achievement. Hard to estimate the size of the crowd. I think we said about 500 earlier. I wouldn't surprise me if it's not in that league for a turnout. So obviously not bad.
There's a lot in the bar.
Yeah. 3 minutes added time.
That was a Millwall Macron coat that I just spotted.
Was it?
I think it was. They walk amongst us. In. Oh no.
Just wide left.
I think it was a Millwall Macron.
Was that a Millwall Macron coat? Harry spotted a Millwall Macron coat go past.
I know.
If you read this on Twitter, identify yourself, sir.
Yeah. I spot that shoddy workmanship from anywhere. Is this the lowest level that Acton Grassroots has come to so far?
This is the lowest level. The others have all been at... there it is. He's called it time a minute early. That's Hornchurch 3, Haringey Borough 0. And deserved win, really, for Hornchurch. Haringey showed nothing there tonight.
No, they didn't. And, thank God they didn't, because I think the referee was quite happy to end that early as possible.
As are we. So thank you for listening to Acton Grassroots. Yes, this is the lowest level we've been to, other than it's been Ebbsfleet, which weren't a bad stadium, weren't a bad game in the end, and Welling, which wasn't a bad turnout either. So there we are. We were trying to spread the word for non-league football. Thank you for listening, dear listeners, and we'll be back with another Acton Grassroots another day. Till then, bye for now. Bye from Harry.
Bye bye.
Achtung, Mehlball.